Pongo 96.7 is a good morning to you. 8:20. Well, I wish I could read. I would enjoy your book, I think.
Okay. It's possible.
It's a possibility. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you here. Good.
Thank you.
Tell everybody who you are.
Tan Swiftwater.
Yeah.
Author of Force of Will and a new one called Song of Gil.
Force of Will. Yeah. Does everything have to rhyme?
Yeah.
No, but it's kind of, you know, everything's three words with of in the middle, and it's kind of strange it worked out that way.
So the first one was Force of Will.
Right.
And what was that about?
That was the one that was about, it's basically based on my true story, the character being Gil Oldfield. That's not my real name, or, you know.
So what am I calling you now? I don't know, you gave me a whole bunch of names.
Tan would be it.
Tan.
Tan Swiftwater.
So it's basically,
that's a great name.
That is a good name.
So it's basically about this fellow Gil, it was me, who wakes up one day to find out that he's been... his life has been completely destroyed in one night. Lost all his friends, his bank accounts, his job, his you know, all his money. No place to live for a period of time.
Right.
And just basically how he put things back together. Just took it one day at a time. No grand plan, but just said, "Hey, I'm still alive. I guess until they shoot me, I'm still here. So I got to do something." So it was just a matter of, you know, every day taking a step forward, maybe two steps back sometimes, and along the way discovering things about, you know, almost accidentally discovering why it happened, like who was behind this whole thing.
Who did it to you?
And
it's very interesting.
Why.
The whole concept and the different angles and what, you know, what is perceived and then what is finally made knowledge. And it's a very interesting, fun read.
Yeah.
Exciting, if you will. So now the second one that's just coming out now, or?
Right. It's out. I mean, it's called Song of Gil, the name of the character, G-I-L. And I'm only offering it to people that have read the first book, Force of Will.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the first story had to end. I mean, every story has an ending.
Right,
you know, and
right.
It had to end at some point. But obviously, that's not the end of Gil's life. And there are a lot of things that happened that were kind of eye-opening in terms of discovering more things about well, there's a big religious component in the book. It's not about religion, but it's a big...
But it's a part of it.
Component, yeah.
Right.
And how he sort of, you know, got out of that mess.
I find it interesting that you're not going to be allowing them to have the second book until they've gone through the first book, which makes a lot of sense because it gives you a better view of what... The second book is about, and connects a lot of things, right?
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. And I'm giving it away free. I mean, I put it on a little.
You're giving away free
thumb drive.
Really?
The second one, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Because it's a limited audience anyway. I don't think anybody that doesn't understand the religious component that well and doesn't really care about it, which is a lot of people, would even be interested in reading it. I don't think they'd enjoy it. I could be judging incorrectly.
Well, you're allowed to do whatever you want. You're the author, which I think is great. You know, we should incorporate that.
I agree.
You know, if you don't listen on Monday, you can't listen Tuesday. I'm sorry. You're done. You know, and maybe...
Well, not today's show.
Today's show. Well, except for Tan coming in, the rest of the show sucked.
He lifted it up.
Thank God you're here.
The last hour is actually going to be good. Yeah.
I need some religious component right now.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a short break. I know that you got a book signing that's going to be coming up very soon. We're going to find out more with Tan in just a little bit. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Subaru Adventure Days has gone to the dogs at Ertl Subaru with the new 2019 all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza sedan 5-speed KJ-A01 starting at only $18,636. And with financing starting as low as 0% for 72 months, you'll have a lot to howl about. Join us October 22nd at Ertl Subaru on Route 6 11 Strasburg for Camp Papillion Pet Adoption Day. Visit ErtlCars.com for details and share your favorite pet adventure at hashtag Subaru Loves Pets. Ertl Subaru, you'll love us because we love pets.
I'm Lori Serrato, and my husband David Christine is running for re-election as Monroe County District Attorney with a record of excellence. His opponent has never tried a criminal case and has no experience in the criminal justice system. In sharp contrast, David protects the citizens of our community every day and has tried hundreds of criminal cases. We need an experienced prosecutor. Vote to keep David Christine District Attorney on November 5th.
If you think your vote doesn't matter, think again. I'm Bill Howells, and I support David Christine for District Attorney. David's 20 years as DA versus someone who has never, ever even tried a criminal case is my choice. The DA's office is not the place to start on-the-job training. Don't think politics. Think safety. Your vote matters. So on Tuesday, November 5th, vote for District Attorney David Christine.
I'm District Attorney David Christine, and I ask for your vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Thank you. Paid for by friends of Dave Christine.
The greatest hits for the Poconos, 96.7.
That's France Jolie.
Oh.
And her only hit. And she went back to work at the car wash. Make it 8:29. The Gary in the Morning show.
Good.
It's boy, I wish I had a... We should plan you next time for a full show.
Mm.
So you can answer questions and talk to people.
It's very interesting.
Dan Swiftwater in the studio talking about his two books, Force of Will and what's the other one? Gil?
Song of Gil.
Song of Gil.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to these. It's based on a true story, right? Right. Yeah.
Well, the second one is actually biographical. I still use the different names and stuff, but it's like not written as a story with a plot. It's like sort of a biography. Like this is what happened.
You know, when Tan and I talk about this stuff, and he talks about the book, he always talks in like not definites, but kind of like a little bit abstract. You know, like he doesn't really point at anything, but he leaves it. So I have to figure a lot of stuff out for myself, and I'm like, I got to get this book, and I got to read but it's a great read. And wait, let's talk about where you're going to be.
This weekend is the East End Book Festival, which is Friday through Saturday, Friday through Sunday, rather, but I'll be there Saturday at the First United Church of Christ Social Hall.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
You got to talk
about them about reducing that name.
Yeah. Well, the thing is something like 200 authors are represented. So all over East End. All over East End.
That's amazing.
All day
long.
I didn't know that.
So I'll be at the First United Church of Christ Social Hall all day Saturday, 10 to 4, except for 2 to 2:30. You'll be disappointed, or maybe not, because I won't be there. I will be at Quadrant Book Mart and Coffee House, which is just less than a minute walk away.
Okay.
So you're
going to
walk down there for an hour?
Yeah, well, it's a half hour, you know. But
half hour. Sorry.
Right. And I'll tell you, I mean, I haven't been to this quadrant, whatever they called it. My screen just went blank. But just looking at it online, they've got a menu. I'm really looking forward to just eating there.
Okay.
You know. So hey, you know,
your lunch break.
My kind of man.
Bring an appetite. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. Tan Swiftwater. I am so inspired by his name because I love his name.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go by a new name. Because the problem is I do this morning show because I'm Gary in the Morning.
Okay.
You know, so I'm coming up with a new name. You want to know my new name? Since he's Tan Swiftwater?
Maybe.
I'm going to be Bronze Scott Run.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, actually, the name, I want me to tell you how I got the name?
Yeah.
It's not the greatest story in the world, but I was living.
I need a great, well, you know, that fits the show, because we've been sucking all day.
Yeah, I got a name, too, but really I don't know if I should say it.
No, I was living in Tannersville at the time.
Excuse me one second, Tan. Shut up. All right, back to you. Yes, you were saying.
I was living in Tannersville at the time, which is right next to Swiftwater.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, what's a name that I don't think of anybody's name Tan, so let's work with that.
Yes. Cool. It's different.
You know. Anyway, it's not my real name. But
so then, so bronze wouldn't fit because I was thinking tan, like body tan. So I thought bronze. So now I got to come up. Why don't I just be Broad Scott Run?
Or how about Stroud?
That's used a lot. I want to broad up. Maybe let's see.
You need a color.
Maybe I'll just be Swifty.
What?
Tan likes it. He giggled at it.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, can you stick around for a little bit?
Oh yeah.
All right. Cool. We're gonna find out more from our author. And about where you can see him. 8:32, Elisa.
Pocono 96.7 times, favorite traffic from the NCN Data Traffic Center.
You want to say your name, don't
I'm
you?
Not
You gave me that look, that smirk. Do you want to say it? Or?
No, I don't.
All right. Brought to us by First Keystone. Here's Rick.
The chip in toward Brondesville is a little sluggish on the southbound side of Route 115 approaching 209. Not too bad. 209 is actually clear out. You're a little sluggish approaching Route 115. For the most part, though, you run well toward Route 33 after that, though. Now, there is bumper-to-bumper traffic heading through Lafayette Township on southbound Route 15 after Route 94 and towards Sparta Township. That's beginning to clear out. And after that, you still jam up for over a mile as you head in toward 80. Heading down from Marshall's Creek on 209 South, you're seeing some building volume. A little sluggish in toward East Johnsburg approaching Independence Road.
At First Keystone Community Bank, they believe your life should be rewarding. Their customers get more because they believe you deserve more. Stop into one of their four locations and ask about the First Keystone Reward accounts or visit them on the web at fkc.bank. Member FDIC.
We're rolling. Let's go to the wheel and have some fun. The big wheel has something for everyone.
There's adult and youth roller hockey at Big Wheel Family Roller Skating Center in East Stroudsburg. Check it out. Kids, Big Wheel has youth roller hockey too for ages 6 to 15, and youth roller hockey equipment is available to rent. Helmets, gloves, elbow, and shin pads. For all the details on adult roller hockey and youth roller hockey, visit BigWheelSkating.com. Big Wheel is big fun for everyone. North 5th Street, East Stroudsburg. BigWheelSkating.com.
The Big Wheel.
What words come to mind when you think of Honda?
Reliable should be one. Fun, that's a good one. But there is one word that sums up every Honda. Quality. Honda was named KBB.com's 2019 Best Overall Brand. So whether you choose a sizzling Civic, acclaimed Accord, or sporty CR-V, you know you're getting quality that's unmatched. So visit your local Honda dealer and get into KBB.com's 2019 Best Overall Brand.
Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
The turning of the leaves means fall is here. It also means it's time to get your vehicle road ready for the winter months ahead. Trust the experts. Bring it the best auto service and tire center in Tannersville. Make that appointment today. 570-688-BEST.
Best auto service and tire center.
Confidence in motion.
All right, so if I'm switching my name to Bronze Scott Run.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Platinum Beaver Valley.
You're going to be in a... I don't even know where to go from there.
Let's just move forward.
All right. Dan's our special guest.
I'm just a guest here. I'm not going to... I'm not taking that one.
Smart man. You'll be successful. Mm. We'll be here stuck on Main Street. Hey, so once again, for those people that are hearing it and maybe they can't wrap their head around it with the two book thing, and you know, what do you say to them? What do you about the book?
About the second,
because you leave a lot to chance or to the imagination, I should say.
Right. Well, what's left to the imagination in the first book is stuff that I didn't know. I mean, one of the big questions that people had is like, why in the world would someone put up with this crap for 30 some odd years?
And that's a lot in the book, because as they're reading it and they're hearing all the stuff that's happening to the person in the book. They all of a sudden it's like, well, what, why, and is some of that stuff answered in the second book?
Yeah, it is answered verbatim, and also you know, so it's, I mean, it was some self analysis, like, what, you know, it was, why did I tolerate the marital situation, I'll put
sure,
it that way.
Sure, yeah.
And it was also the religious component. Why was I a member of this religion for so long when it was so abusive and everything?
Mm.
And in the second book, I discover, you know, the psychology of what why a person would put up with this nonsense. But that's also the point where Gil finally did the research and found out a little more about the truth about this religious system that he was part of. It just was something I wasn't willing to do for the first 3 or 4 years. I was just exhausted, and I was trying to get my life back together, and I started writing a book at some point, and I just didn't have time to you know. And I'm not into bashing people's beliefs and their spirituality. It's whatever you want to
believe. It's not about that.
No,
it's about
not.
What you've experienced.
Right. It's about
right.
what I've experienced.
Or Gil's experience.
Right. Right. Right.
And so what I discovered, or what he discovered, he or me,
yeah.
You know, about the religion that's now in the past. So,
right.
so that's what it's about. And basically, the way I wrote the second book was, there's also a musical component that weaves throughout both books, because Gil is a very musical person, and has written a lot of songs. So every chapter starts off with the lyrics of a song that has to do with. With what he went through,
okay.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. So, if you want to get the book, are you going to be doing the signing? What is it, this weekend? Or?
Right, this Saturday.
This Saturday, and once again, that's over at the church.
It's at the Easton Book Festival, which is taking place all over Easton.
Yeah, Easton.
But I will be at the First United Church of Christ Social Hall. At 229 Church Street, Easton. And then from 2 to 2:30, I'll be at Quadrant Book Mart and Coffee House.
Having food.
Food.
Eating the great
and
food that's over there.
Between omelets and stuff, I will be reading from the book.
Force of Will and Song of Gil. Two
right.
books. You got to get them. You got to get the first one if you want to get the second one.
Right. The,
right.
second one's free, but I'm not going to say no, you can't have it.
It's like
it,
refills, you know? On coffee.
Right, right. No, it's just that I don't think it'll make sense if you haven't read the first
there
one.
There you go. You know? So good to see you. Let us know how things go and keep in touch.
Sure.
All right.
Thank
is Tan Swiftwell. Beaver Valley will be back with news
no,
in just a little bit. Good morning.
CBS News Update.